lucky, you know, to have such a vibrant creative arts and culture scene across central Victoria. And if you haven't taken the time to appreciate the local arts community lately, then don't despair. The arts community is coming to you with a travelling visual arts exhibition called Small Works from a Big Place. Sharon Side is the director of the Travelling Art Show. Sharon, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
And Helen Fraser is one of the artists involved in the exhibition. Helen, good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, Derek. Thanks so much.
It's good to have you both with us this awfully early hour of the morning. Sharon, can you give us the big picture of Small Works from a Big Place to start with?
So the big picture is that we do have a vibrant community, creative and visual arts community, and our tourism attractions are growing yearly, and our intention is that attraction includes the visual artists, that visual artists benefit from the influx of tourism, the new attention, and that they get to build their own practices and are supported directly.
And is there something sort of 21st century disruptive element of having a pop-up rather than a permanent single place?
So the idea is that you know, many people are intimidated by art galleries, you know, so people who know about art and who feel confident in that space will happily go into the traditional art space and view art, but there are many people who are interested but intimidated. So this is taking art to where people can comfortably look at it, where they, where they are, where in railway stations, in shopping centres. So we're taking art out there and saying to people, have a look, get involved. It isn't intimidating.
They're taking the mountain to Muhammad in a very practical way.
We hope so.
Yes. So Helen, why did you get involved, Helen?
Well, look, I love the concept behind the pop-up art group and how they're supporting artists in central Victoria to connect buyers to their art. Because it's quite a solitary practice, art making. So any opportunity where new people get exposed to our art is a wonderful thing. So being in railway stations, being in the public space, as Sharon's saying, connecting our art to people who might not usually see it is just such a wonderful opportunity for me and for the other artists.
Well, I'll give the list of where the it's going to pop up at in a moment. But first of all, Helen, tell us a bit about your practice, Helen.
Oh, thanks, Derek. Look, I specialise in... I'm really passionate about textiles. So a lot of my artwork is ink and gouache drawings of textiles in a contemporary form. So I look at textiles closely and I change them a little and put a bit of spirit or a bit of something else and extra into the work. And I also do a bit of embroidery and quilting as well. So that's my practice.
Where do you reckon the passion for textiles has come from?
I'd say probably my early life. I'm also a psychologist in my other world too. So I see textiles as like a metaphor for the human condition, you know, connection to our early life, comfort, mothering, sense of connection to our deeper self. So I think there's something back there, you know, my connection to my grandmother and my mum, my family, but also the psychology of textiles and the connection to our early life, I think, is part of it for me.
Yeah, because textiles have been a part, that's amongst the first manufactured goods.
Absolutely.
Ancient in terms of that, at the same time developing with visual art from the very beginning, because that's the other thing, the other ancient part about us is the handprints and the drawings on cave walls.
Very good point.
So, yeah, I can see why textiles could have that intriguing element for an artist. Sharon, can you tell us about the range of artists that you have participating?
Well, what a range. So in 29 days, 340 artists formally expressed interest in the exhibition.
Wow.
190 artists completed their applications. 130 artists are exhibiting, and most of those artists come from the four regions that we work in, which is Hepburn, Macedon, Mount Alexander and Bendigo, those shires.
Yes.
But we have had people from Torquay, apply. We've had people from the Dandenong Rangers apply. With V-Line as a sponsor, it means that the word has really got out there, you know, through the rail system in a really kind of traditional way also. We've sent the word through the rail system, and people are coming from all over the place in Victoria.
And we're talking about artists from all stages of their career, from emerging artists to very well-established artists. I mean, I noticed Justice Bronx in there, so he's been around for some time.
Yes, so we are talking about emerging, practicing, and professional.
Yes,
it was a selected show, but we've tried to be as inclusive as we can.
Well, which is also important for people who are just beginning to understand art, that there are people working in all sorts of different fields, and they're working at all sorts of different stages of their own careers. And it's a lovely thing, I think, when someone who likes art latches on to a particular artist and watches their progression over the years.
Absolutely. And we've had countless people writing to us saying, we're so excited to be part of this. Where, thank you for the opportunity. So there's definitely a whole range of artists who are considering this a new outlet.
Helen, are these mostly small works, aren't they, for this exhibition?
Yes, I've got three miniature works, 15 centimetres by 10 centimetres, and most of the artists have work around that size. There was a specification that you needed to do smaller work, so we've all needed to fit into that. So most of the work is 2D, but there is also some amazing 3D work that's worth seeing as well.
I can't help but remember the Heidelberg School cigar box tops size of that exhibition from the 20s, I think, wasn't it?
Fantastic.
Those little tiny, beautiful miniatures. Mm. There's another element of professionalism required to work in a small space, isn't there?
Mm, that's true, actually. Yeah, it's different to working large. Large is very free and it often includes your whole body, but the smaller work is very intimate. Often, requires just as much effort and thought and commitment from yourself. But yeah, it is a different way of working.
Is Sharon, that business of how the maker puts a maker's mark in a small space is both a challenge and a joy.
Yes, so we spoke to artists extensively, and there was a lot of artists getting their minds around, I see there's actually this limitation creates, is a stimulus to working differently.
Yes, it's a bit like for people working in the media, the deadline is the thing. suddenly everything changes because you've got a deadline or you've got a restriction that you have to make the most of.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it works well. So whereabouts are we going to see and enjoy small works from big places?
Okay, it's already been to Riddles Creek.
Yep.
It's currently in Castlemaine.
At the Castlemaine Station?
Castlemaine Station. It then goes to Bendigo on the 1st of December through to the 10th.
And that'll be in the Bendigo Railway Station?
Correct. Then you'll see it Bendigo Marketplace on the 15th of January through to the 12th of February, Arnold Street Gallery the 14th of February through to the 19th of March, and then it comes back to the Castlemaine State Festival at the Castlemaine Station.
So it's using the, as you've already indicated, one of your sponsors is V-Line, so it's using that facility, which is a common, ordinary, everyday, let's go to this train station to catch the train sort of a place, to its best advantage.
Absolutely, and we're running a campaign through the sort of 5-month tour of Find Your Art and Find Your Artist, and we're encouraging, people to interact with the art, to just respond and find something that they like and connect with a local artist and see other work from that artist and learn how to purchase art.
Helen, will you have a chance to be at any of the exhibitions and talk to the viewers, the art lovers?
Yes, Derek. I think there's an event this Friday that the public is invited to. I'm pretty sure, Sharon.
Yes, that's right.
Is invited. Yes. So I'll certainly be there and really look forward to meeting people because I think finding as an artist myself to find people that really love your work. I think that buying art's a bit like falling in love. You know, when you find something you love, you can't stop thinking about it. You want to live with it. So as an artist, when people fall in love with my work, it's really, really rewarding because art's a practice, so I'm going to do it no matter what. But if people buy the work, then there's that extra inspiration. It helps me, it helps my family, it helps the community because I want to make more art. I want to give people that experience. So the more buyers that are out there, people are interested, I'm delighted to meet them.
Yes, art isn't something you just hang on your wall. Art is something you hang in your heart.
Absolutely. Well put, Derek. I love it.
So tell us, what's the Friday event, Sharon?
So there's a gathering this Friday at Castlemaine Station.
Yep.
From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We have a lot of artists that are coming. So if the public want to come and meet their artists or meet the community, we're gathering together. There's some light refreshments made available. We'll be saying hello to commuters coming off the train. So we'll be there from 6 to 8 this Friday.
It's going to be fantastic. I will try and make sure that we get the list of where the exhibition is going to be up through our website, through our Facebook page or something like that. There's people who know these things. I just talk about it. I don't know how to do it, but I'll make them do it. And enjoy. It's really lovely to have you both on the program, Sharon and Helen. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us. Thanks very much, Derek.
Sharon Syed and Helen Fraser. Helen's one of the artists whose work is hanging in the exhibition, and Sharon is the director of the exhibition. It's called, once again, Small Works from a Big Place, and from at the moment it's at the Castlemaine Station, then from the 1st of December at the Bendigo Station, and then through in 2019 there's more places it's going to be around Bendigo, and then back to Castlemaine at the State Festival, 7 to 7 on ABC Central Victoria. This is The Dingoes.